Who would ever have thought that The Miracle on Grass would have a sequel? But we saw it there yesterday. And a man who played in the original and played in the sequel yesterday has been good enough to join us on Grandstand. Daniel Rich, hello, mate.
G'day. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Daniel, how did yesterday compare to the Miracle on Grass back in 2013 when Ash McGrath kicked the winner?
Yeah, it was right up there. It was a pretty special game, obviously. You can tell by that commentary. You can hear the crowd and it was packed. It's good to see the Gabba back full again. But obviously a different game and wasn't after the siren, but it was still a pretty special win that we'll remember for a while.
Can you describe for us the feeling amongst the group? Because to see you all post-match, to see Chris Fagan with you, to see you all hugging each other after the song, there's clearly a pretty special feeling amongst the group at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose a feeling that's been building for a while now. And I suppose when you have good wins like that, it all kind of probably releases a bit more. And I hadn't seen Fags that emotional for a while. He's down on the bench now, so you live it and breathe it a bit more when you're down on the bench amongst it with the boys. And yeah, it's a fantastic feeling to be able to play against a quality opposition in a big game in front of a big crowd and be able to get a result. But yeah, it was one of those games that you remember for a while.
Congratulations, Daniel. You actually sound so much more subdued than we all feel after watching that game. So many people were on their feet. The thing I loved was seeing Fagan just run into the arms of Harris Andrews at the end. We know that he's not wanted to say the F word, being finals, but you've woken up on top of the ladder. What did Fags say to you after the game?
Oh, he doesn't really change his message in terms of what we need to do and where we need to get to, but he was obviously proud of the work we did. We understand we didn't play as well as we would have liked, but we found a way to win, and that pleased him. You can't always get things on your own term and play exactly how you want to play week in, week out. But, yeah, he was just proud of our efforts and, just excited. And just, as I said, he was probably proud more than anything. So that was the message he kind of passed on.
Daniel, your own form, well and truly in All-Australian contention in my book. You seem to have Fagan's given you a role that you're really comfortable with and you're playing it expertly at the moment. Is that the way you feel?
Oh, I'm just enjoying footy and probably got the most confidence in terms of what I need to do week in, week out. I'm quite settled down in that backline position, and it helps being out of, I suppose, play there and train there over a number of years. And with a pretty tight bunch of guys back down there, we kind of rely on each other a fair bit and know what each other's going to do, and we kind of expect that out of one another. So there's a lot of different factors that go into playing consistent footy, and I'm just enjoying what we do at the moment. So that probably rubs off on the way that we go about it.
You seem to be in that really enviable position of, if we go out and play our brand of football the way we want to play, it doesn't really matter what the opposition bring because we'll get over the top. Is that the mindset you've got at the moment?
Yeah, it's definitely a fair part of it. You've got to respect the opposition and I suppose study them and do things that stop their way of winning games and the things they do well about when they win games. But at the same time, you've got to focus a fair bit on how you guys or how we play and back that in. And I suppose we've shown that this season that if we play our way and do that for the majority of the game, then the scoreboard kind of takes care of itself, and that's been just something that we've been focusing on week in, week out, and letting the scoreboard kind of tick over.
Have you bought the paper today, Daniel?
Not yet.
I just hope you're the lead sports story, because the Broncos are having a rough year, so surely the Lions are the lead sports story in the Courier Mail.
Yeah, I hope so as well. It's funny up in Queensland. We've got a loyal bunch of supporters, but I suppose it's such a big sporting state up here that there's a fair few that swing from code to code, and whoever's doing well, they jump on. But the crowds and the support that we've had this season especially have been enormous. And it was last night, I don't think there was many seats left. It was pretty much full capacity at the Gabba, and it's, as you can obviously hear on radio, it's a loud ground to play at. So, yeah, it's good times.
and they made as much noise as a full MCG. Before we let you go, we have to quickly find out, as we do here on Grandstand, how well you know your teammates, Daniel Rich. Got three questions for you. Which teammate, as a schoolboy, played baseball, rugby league and rugby union at a very high level?
That's an easy one. He carries on about it all the time. That's Charlie Cameron, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that is correct. 5 goals, 2 yesterday. He's hit some very nice form. Jared Lyon's dad played 27 games for which AFL team in the 70s?
Oh, I should probably know this, shouldn't I? I'm going to go... a Victorian team. I'm going to say Collingwood.
It was Melbourne. He played for Melbourne. You won from 2. You should get this one, though. Which teammate danced to Barbara Streisand at a team meeting?
I don't know. We got a few characters.
I'll give you a clue. It's a young fella. Apparently, Hodgie and Fagg's got together to fully stitch him up.
Oh, that's Alex Whelan, I think.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, were you there when he danced to Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, I was. He'd do that on his own wheel. He loved that kind of stuff.
So. All right. Daniel Rich, congratulations on your form. Congratulations on your team's form. All the best. You've got a massive game next week against the Tigers. And all the best for September, mate.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Daniel Rich there from Brisbane.